Yeah, really awesome, and that's by me right up there. That's brilliant. Yeah, we give all the praise and all the glory to our wonderful God, who has brought us out from darkness and into his marvelous light, because he is faithful. He is so faithful to us, and he's true, and there's no other way about it when you labor for the Lord. His way is the only way, none other can we afford. And that is the fact of it. This is why we seek the kingdom of God first. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. And that's just so powerful. And this is our mission. This is our job, is to seek God, is to go to the one true living God, the source, the God that gives wisdom, the God that gives revelation to us when we ask. And when we ask, he does give. And when we knock, he opens the door. And this is the truth. This is the truth of God's word. And like, when we believe that, like, we'll do it. That, you know, I really feel in my heart that whatever we actually really believe in this life, we'll do. Like, that is what we will put our time and our effort in, is in what we believe. And so therefore, you know, in my life, looking through my journey with God, like, really, that I thought the old man in me really loves the things of the world, really wants to do the things of the world, wants to party, likes to drink, likes to go and do whatever with his friends, like, this is the old man nature of Danny, you know, so I have to reckon that old man dead, because I have come to Christ. You know, I was an alien to God, I was an alien to the truth and to the knowledge that he had, you know, placed here on earth so that we can have a relationship with him. I was alienated from that. But God's grace and God's mercy brought me to him. He chose me. And when we really see this picture that God has chosen you, you didn't choose God, he chose you, because he sent his son, Jesus Christ. And like, God has positioned us in the best place ever, but we do, we let the old man, we let the things of this life distract us from the focus with God. And like, God has made it so simple, so easy for us to live, because he's given that spirit to us, that wonderful Holy Spirit, so that we can be led by God, by the hand, in everything we do, that he is there and he is showing us. And this is what Jesus Christ paid for. Jesus Christ paid this awesome, awesome price so that we could really have that relationship with him, to really be focused with him. And in every step that we take in this life, God wants to be with us. God wants to give you the answer. God wants to show you what you need to do. But the way we do this is to reckon the old man dead. When those negative and evil thoughts come, like, the old man comes up, you need to tell it, and you need to tell the negative thought to go. Even if the situation in front of you is physically there, you speak to the situation. You tell it, I am blessed, God is for me, God is going to turn this around for my good, because this was predestinated for my life before the foundations of the world. God already had me set in his hands. He has every hair numbered on my head. He is with us. And we get that example through the Lord Jesus Christ, because God was with him wherever he went. Jesus only spoke what he heard the Father spoke. Jesus Christ only did what he seen the Father do. And we get to have that same access. And that is to really have God and to walk with him every step of our life. And like, we can't even afford to look to when we do miss it. No, we just have to keep the focus that on what God says we are, who we are. And he says we are sons and daughters of the living God. the living God. He is for us. He is with us. And so, like, this is just really awesome. So, like, we are in a great position, but we can't believe the lie. We can't believe those old thought patterns that try to come up. We have to stick to what the Lord Jesus Christ has done and what he has said, what he has commissioned, like, that we are to preach the gospel. And so, like, I'm just really on fire because we're really seeing God go to work. Like, he's really moving on fire, like, in mine and Amber's life. And it's because we're letting God do the work. We're doing what we're being encouraged to do from my dad and from Sangha and from my mum. And we're just, you know, taking this. We're not seeing it as man's words. We're seeing that these are direct words coming to us. And, like, I can't explain. I'm explaining it right now because this is the will of God for our lives, is to walk with that power and authority, to understand that when we actually submit unto God, we're able to resist the devil and he will flee. Because we can't resist the devil without knowing our God, without walking by that spirit. So when you find yourself submitted to God, you'll be walking by the Spirit because you're in a humble and meek place for him to be able to work and to move. And you'll see the attacks, you'll see the wiles of the devil, because it's, you have that Holy Spirit. It's not Danny that's gonna clock the devil spirit. It's not Danny that, oh yes, I assume that was a devil spirit. No, it's the Spirit of God that is within me that connects to me and shows me and reveals to me that there might be something like this or whatever it could be. It's God that will show through that Holy Spirit that he's given us. So, like, today, this evening, I should say, this evening, we are in a place of joyfulness, that we need to be excited, that we're no longer, again, you know, no longer under the yoke of bondage. The spirit of bondage has no place in my life, in your life either. Like, I rebuke any spirit of bondage that might hold you in that old mindset. I rebuke it off anyone's life in the name of Jesus Christ. Because we've been set free by the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God has called it so. It is done. And, like, this is the will of God. So we just hold firm in what God is saying in his word and through the men of God that are speaking for him. Like, we're able to discern because we have that Spirit of God. Like, we are really free and moving with God. Like, It's God's job. It's God's job to get his word to run swiftly. And so, like, yeah, I'm excited. I'm on fire tonight. I'm really excited because God is showing. And I'm kept in perfect peace because my mind is stayed upon him. Like, he's got me where he has designed for me to be. And it's because I've submitted and I've humbled myself. And I've said, God, now you work. You work within my life. And even within the fellowship, how, like, these ladies, they are growing, like, fast. How long have we been going for now?
About
7 weeks. 7 weeks. And these... Yeah, I'm going to share it. Sorry, Amber's getting excited too. But because God is moving with these ladies, which has been a great encouragement for me and Amber, because, you know, we're just not... We haven't got a schedule. We're going to have prayer first. We're going to, you know, sometimes we don't even open up with a word of prayer. We let the ladies speak and then we let God lead. And we really speak what God, we haven't got a structure at this moment in time. Obviously, when more people come, we'll keep it in order. But this is decent and in order at the moment for what we're doing. And we're just keeping it with God. And we're just explaining to them that you go to God. God is the source. God is the source. Like, the Bible is not the source. The Bible's not going to provide your needs. God is the one that provides your need. God is the one that is going to open up the scriptures to you. God is the one, like, we go to God, like, the creators of heaven and earth. That is where we go, and this is what we tell the ladies. You go to God, and you just begin with Him. Like, we've told them, you speak in tongues, you just begin. Like, you just do it with God. Like, you can heal, you begin. You know, honoring God. Like, this is the thing. Like, we tell them the main points that what we're doing, because we're seeing the fruit of it. Mm. We really are seeing the fruit of it, because my life is not my own anymore. And I want to see people come out of darkness and into that marvelous light. I want people to see that our God is mighty and He is great. And when you put your trust in Him, He can deliver you out of any situation. He can set you free, because He is a God of love. And when we proclaim the truth in love, people get set free. People come out of darkness. Like, I don't have to judge anyone. I just have to walk in love and proclaim the word of truth. That's all my job is. That's all I have to do here in Bristol, England, is to tell people. And the ones that are coming, then God gives me the fresh word to speak. God gives the word, because it's His word that He has set out to perform in our lives, in His will. So it's God that sets it out. We let Him work within us, and we do what's in our hearts. That's all we have to do. We just have to do what's within our hearts. We just have to be ready to preach, ready to share the good news of Christ. And I'll give an example. I was at work on Tuesday, and, you know, I'm very busy. I don't get to see many people. But when I do, I'm nice, I'm hello, I don't share with everyone. Like, I'm a bit more wise than I used to be, where I used to share with everyone. And I would have no holds bar. But no, I don't need to do that. So, like, Tuesday, there was the cleaners, and it was the mum and the daughter. And we just got to talking. And God, I could see from what the lady was speaking about, God just opened my heart to the mum. So I just started to share the word with her and just started to give her the words from God. And this lady just got so touched, and God was just confirming through the mouth of me, through what the trials, through what she was going through. And she, you know, she was just like, that's really amazing what you're saying. And it was just confirming things that I didn't know about, nothing to do with me. But God just really blessed and touched this lady. And also, I think with what we were talking about, which I'm not going to go into, the daughter was just like really shocked also, because I think her mum was telling her with some of the things that I was sharing with her. So she also got confirmation, because her mum has already been sharing with her, and then I come along and start sharing, and it was like a double confirmation for this daughter. And so, like, it was just really amazing, because I wasn't looking. I wasn't trying to share the good news. I was just there, and it was just the right time, and I got to share, and these two ladies just got really blessed. And so, you know, that's it. Someone waters, someone sows the seeds, someone waters, but it's God that gives the increase. And this is what we're really seeing. We're seeing God give the increase. We're seeing God go to work, because it's not anything that Danny can do. It's not anything that Danny can see or Amber can see. You know, it's not about that, but it's about walking in harmony with one another and letting God really go to work. Like, through us, He needs us. He needs us to be in a place of submitting, not thinking that we know it all, but that we're ready to move, and we're ready to bless, and we're ready to serve. Because people are, unfortunately, they need God. People need healing. People need to be set free from bondages that God don't want them in. And we have the power and authority to get them out of that crap, out of darkness, and into His light. And so, yeah, I don't want to ramble on. I've gone on a little bit, so I'm sorry about that. But I love you guys. I think I'm going to cut it there. I do that. I just cut the sharing. But I feel like God's just holding me up. So
just excited.
I am excited. Probably overzealous, yeah. But
excited.
Excited. But like, I can just really feel God, and He wants to move in your life, and He wants to show you, like, God doesn't want us sat on the bench. You know, He wants us to be fully aware of all, you know, it says that we need to know all His benefits, that we forget not all His benefits. That's the scripture in Psalms. We forget not all His benefits. That we understand He wants us to be in full knowledge, understanding, wisdom, revelation, walking by the Spirit, and letting God do the work through us and around us. So yeah, God bless you all.